The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Our plan for 1 million electric vehicles by 2030 is simply an illusion. So wrote Independent Senator Michael McDowell in the Irish Times recently, and he joins me on the line now. Senator, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder.
Good evening, Mandy. Pleasure to talk with you.
Now, look, this issue of energy security, electricity supply, it's not something that you started writing about today nor yesterday, but a particular issue in the Midlands is kind of driven you, forgive the pun, to write about this issue in relation to EVs. It comes around our electricity dependency growing and our options narrowing. So maybe take us through what prompted you to write this.
Well, I mean, what prompted me to write it was the reflection that, of how dependent we are on electricity. I mean, I have a holiday place on the Shannon, and in the last 2 months, I've had five notices from the ESB saying that the power was going to be cut. Now, for me, I mean, you get a week's notice in advance, and I'm not talking about storm outages now. I'm talking about planned cuts for repairs and maintenance and all the rest of it. But it just suddenly struck me. I mean, it's okay for me. I can say, well, I'm not going down to that house this weekend or whatever, and change my plans. But if you're working from home, if you're bringing up a family, if you're told, you know, that you're going to have an outage from 9 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, these are massive interferences with people's lives as they are developing now. And the reflection that I had when I was looking at this latest power outage notice was, you know, how dependent as a civilization we are becoming, and how the real question I had, Mandy, is Ireland really preparing for an all-electric existence? And have we put in place the infrastructure, the planning to bring this all about? And the answers at the moment seem to be no.
That idea of planning for it and what can change, because you make the argument, and look, it's prevalent everywhere in the government's discussions on energy, is that, like, we're going to get more and more energy from the renewable sector and become less and less dependent on the older kind of fossil fuel type energy. But the fact remains that we still do depend on that now. And that's coming from more and more electricity. And the point you were making in the article was about electric vehicles, and the targets just seem like ridiculous now. But what I wanted to ask you in this very long roundabout way is, do you think that post-election, maybe if we're looking at the Greens not being in government, that all of these issues around the supply of electricity, about the pricing of electricity and what comes from where we get our supply, that that might change, that there's a different approach to things like broadening the base of where we get our supply from?
Well, I do think that, you know, I mean, the Greens have been aspirational, but they haven't been implementational, if I may use that phrase about them. I mean, we are falling down on all of the targets that we've set ourselves for 2030. I mean, just to give you an example, we're supposed to be planting 8,000 hectares, that's 16,000 or more acres of forestry every year. And we're now, we're still between 1,500 and 2,000. So we're roughly a quarter of the necessary plantation rate to meet that target, which is part of the carbon neutral strategy. Mm. In relation to offshore wind farms, we are making progress, but we're making very slow progress. And, you know, the Greens talk about Ireland becoming the Saudi Arabia of wind-powered electricity generation. Well, we put in place a system of licensing for those offshore installations through a new semi-state called MARA, M-A-R-A. And then we said that when they issue their licenses and conduct their auctions and all the rest of it, the applicants for those licenses then have to go to on board Planalto, which is about to be rechristened on Commission Planalto, and they've had to recruit a whole load of people in because they have no expertise in offshore developments. So, I mean, you couldn't devise a more of an obstacle course towards meeting our offshore targets than the administrative kind of obstacle course that they put in place.
And of course, we can, you know, blame the Greens for this. They're in government and this is their policy. But, you know, that is their agenda. That's their working toward. But Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have been part of this.
Well, that's the point. I mean, it's unfair to just target the Greens. But, I mean, because the other parties are in government too. And the real problem that I have is that I don't see that there is a kind of a capacity to implement strategies being manifest. Everything we do, whether it's the Children's Hospital, the Metro, which I think should be that money should be spent on a better Lewis network for Dublin. But whatever it is, everything takes enormous amounts of time, an enormous amount of delay, and you know, plans rejected. I mean, for instance, I was looking at an article recently. 150 million was wasted on abandoned underground plans for Dublin before this latest project came forward.
Mm. Well, look, lots of support coming in for the advancement of renewable energy. People quite frustrated that that's not advancing at the pace that they thought it would. Like, Norway has no problems meeting the electric car targets already that we aspire to in 2030. So they're already at that. As for the grid, with vehicle to grid, the grid becomes more stable with electric cars, not less. So the more you have using it, the better it is. If we're going to power all our homes...
You imagine if you lived in a road in Phibsborough or in Ranelagh, and you have an electric car. I mean, how do you outside your gate? How do you actually power it? We haven't even gone through the basics of charging, of having a charging regime. We just simply have made no real effort to change our planning laws or to install installations or cables under pavements for that to happen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, people are just, I call it the kind of the economics and politics of the Book of Genesis. Let there be light and there was light. It doesn't work like that.
No.
You know?
And look, worldwide, the countries that are successful in EV advancement are the ones who spend money on infrastructure, where they're talking about thousands and thousands of new apartments and nothing like this factored into it. Before I let you go, Senator McDowell, lots of speculation about your own political ambitions. Is there anything you'd like to share with us as we wait for Simon Harris to call the election next week?
No, I think that I'm best placed in the Shannon, Mandy, to keep articulating the points I'm making. Obviously, there's going to be a huge number of independents, if the polls are to be believed, elected to the next Dáil. And whether or not those independents can get together and do something useful in terms of influencing government policy is still something about which the jury is out. But, you know, I've been there, I've done that. I've been a TD on three occasions. I've been an AG, I've been a minister and Taoiseach. And I'm now, because Fergal Quinn invited me to stand for the Shannon in 2016, I'm now in the Shannon, and I think that that's the best place for me to maintain my independence.
Well, I think the election campaign will be a lot duller without you in it as a candidate. But can I just ask you a question about the independents that you mentioned there? Yeah, I mean, we see in all the opinion polls, those independent figures are growing and clearly there's going to be a significant amount of them coming back. Would you see yourself in some kind of role there to corral them, even as a senator, or act on their behalf to kind of eke out some...
I know a good deal of them, and I've met many of the aspiring candidates. And if there's anything I can do to help them, I will do it. But I just want to emphasise that, you know, what we need in Ireland is a new generation of politicians, younger people who are, you know, have the skills to implement policies, not just simply aspirational people. We need people with executive ability, and we need people who... if they are going to go into the Dáil, will take a serious attitude as to whether they are willing to support you know, a five-year strategy for addressing the kinds of problems, including electric vehicles, people who will actually take the hard decisions and stand by a government, and not all independents will do that.
Mm. Do you think that short-termism is infecting politics then, that you don't have that same career-long politician like yourselves, you know, who've been in it for the long term, that people are kind of leaving earlier? We see, you know, yeah. Owen Murphy's extracts from his book was very interesting.
I was amazed by the Owen Murphy book, because I never quite understood, because it was never made public, what was happening in his own political life at the time. But I mean, I think, you know, being in politics, you have to be somebody who can take the rough with the smooth. And social media have a huge effect, especially on the younger generation. You know, they can't take incoming fire with the same kind of thick neck that people like me were able to do in the past. You know, I think you have to be tough to be in politics psychologically. And my heart went out to Owen Murphy when he sort of revealed for the first time, you know, the corner into which he felt himself being pushed, and the pressures that were being put on him personally. And you see it, I mean, I'm not saying that there's a comparison between the two, but Heather Humphreys is saying, you know, when she's at the top of her game, she says, I've done enough now, I want out. Mm. And Leo Varadkar too, he's going. So, I mean, it's a different generation, really. And when you think that the Irish state mandate was established mainly by people in their 20s and early 30s, you know, this new generation is going to have to come forward and not merely be, as I say, aspirational, but really competent as implementers of strategy.
Mm. Well, look, Senator, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's a fascinating take on what's happening in politics at the moment. And thank you for taking the time to join with us today. That was Independent Senator Michael McDowell.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.